And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight, well, we're going to have another rosé. It's something that we did a few weeks ago. I'm going to give it another try because that rosé we had was actually pretty nice, pretty decent. We're going to try this one, but this one's a bit of a mystery, and I'll tell you all about it in just a few moments. Of course, we have all the usual camaraderie going on here in the chat, but I also have an itinerary for you that is going to be a little bit different, and I hope you'll enjoy it. Definitely get in the chats with your dad jokes, and we'll do some dad jokes as well. I'll tell you all about the festivities for tonight in just a few moments. First of all, if you're joining me for the first time or for the 210th time, because this is the 210th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream. This is, of course, a stream of consciousness kind of show. I don't have scripts. I have some show notes. Some of them are on screen. Some of them are right here. I have my basic show notes right here. They're ready to go. But, you know, we don't always follow them verbatim. We go off the beaten path very often because this show is not about me. I'm here to entertain you, but the show's not about me. The show's somewhat about the wine. It's just a catalyst to get things going, and sometimes we have beer and other drinks. It varies, but the show is really about you and me getting together on a Saturday night, just forgetting about the worries of the day, the worries of the week, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite snacks and our favorite beverages, whatever they are, and just having a great time, just hanging out together. That's what the show is about. Now, you can join live in the chats. We have four chats going, and I'm going to show you how to do that right now. You can join live on, let's see, it's going to pop up. There you go. You can join live on our Facebook page. It's at Drink with Rick, facebook.com/drinkwithrick. The YouTube channel, you can also join the chat live on the YouTube channel. We have folks in the chat also, and I will get to the chats in just a few moments. YouTube channel is at Drink with Rick. Twitch, you can join on Twitch. Twitch is twitch.tv/drinkwithrick and the number one, all one word. And Odyssey. Odyssey is at Drink with Rick, :7. Now, if you can't join now into the chats, and once again, the rules of the chats are pretty simple. We keep it family friendly. We don't talk about politics or religion on the show. We talk about things that bring people together. That's what we do. Now, if you can't get in the chats now or you can't watch the show later, you can, of course, listen to the podcast. Because we have a podcast version of the show that goes out on Monday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern. Mondays, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, or EDT, Eastern Daylight Time, during the summer. And you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio for not much longer. Stitcher is going to go down in August 29th. So until August 29th, you can listen on Stitcher. I'm not sure what's going to happen yet, but I'll keep you apprised. Blueberry.com, you can listen there. iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, podcastindex.org. That is the site of the Podfather, Adam Curry. And we are going to talk about podcasting a little bit tonight. We're going to toast that a little bit. And by email, if you go to drinkwithrick.com and click on the subscribe page, you click on that little blue button that says by email, put your email address in the box, and you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. Of course, you can do other fun things too, like you can go back there and buy me a coffee if you want to support the show. That helps pay for the prizes and stuff. That's about all it does. I don't make any money off this, trust me. That would be nice, but I don't. So if you want to support the show, and it'd be much appreciated, you can buy me coffee. And also, you can like and subscribe on the Facebook page and the YouTube channel and Twitch and Odyssey and all that sort of thing. On Twitch, you can't really subscribe, but you can follow. That's fine. If you want, it's not a hard and fast rule. It's not a requirement or anything like that. If you're just watching passively, that's just fine too, but it would be much, much appreciated. So that's what we've got going on there. Also, you can email me, rick@savoymedia.com. Any comments, good, bad, or indifferent, you can email me there at rick@savoy.media.com. Also, on the website, you can watch on the website. We don't have a live chat going there, but if you click on the post for tonight's episode, and you'll get another page open up, and you'll see a comment box there. Just type in your comments in there, and I will respond in kind. It won't be right away, but I will respond. Actually, I have a brief comment here from last week. And I'm going to read that as well. So that's what we've got going on there. Let me tell you all about the wine tonight. But first, before I do that, let me get into the chats. I want to join in the chats and say hi to everyone. And my good friend Ed is in the chat and on Facebook. And Ed says, ready. And it's great to have you here, Ed. I really appreciate having you here tonight, as always. Yeah, that was the good evening thing that I usually put in there. It got in the chat. Don't worry. YouTube. Yadagami-sama's in the chat on YouTube. And Yadagami says, hi, Rick. Hope you're doing well. I haven't been here in a while. Life's been keeping me busy. I hear you there. I certainly understand it. No worries. I missed you, by the way, my friend. I missed you, but I'm glad you're here. And stick around because we're going to have some fun tonight. It's great that you're here now. That's the main thing, right? And we have folks on watching on Twitch. Get in the chat and say hi. That's fine. And also on Odyssey. Say hi on Odyssey and tell me how you're doing. And tell me what you're drinking or not drinking, or would you like to be drinking, or would you like to see me drinking? If I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can buy one and drink it as well. So let me show you, before we get too far into the show here, let me show you what we have tonight. This is what we're drinking tonight. This is a rosé. As I said before, it's called Rosetta. It's Rosetta. This is a 2022 rosé. This is a wine from Portugal. A wine from Portugal. And very interesting. I don't recall the last time I drank a wine from Portugal. So it should be interesting to see how this goes. Here's the back of the wine. I'm going to read this. It says, Rosetta Vinho Rosé. This is a rosé wine, 2022. And it says, this rosé, it's hard to read it on the screen there because it's in a clear, for those of you listening to the podcast later, this is not a tinted bottle. It's a clear bottle. So you can see, it's hard to see the print on here on the back side. You're looking right through it. It says, this rosé has an appealing bouquet of floral and red berry notes. It is well-balanced, soft, and fruit-forward. Delicious as an aperitif. By the way, there are a couple of ways to pronounce that. Aperitif or aperitif. I've heard it both ways. Aperitif, or as the French say, aperitif. That's how they pronounce it. And perfect with salad and shellfish. And I do not have any shellfish tonight, but I do have a salad. I'll show it to you in a minute or two. This is imported by Plume Ridge, Claremont, California. PlumeRidge.com is the website address. And this is bottled by Goanvi Bottle. I don't know how to pronounce it. Goanvi Bottling LDA in Portugal. It is a product of Portugal. And there is 11% ABV in this 750 milliliter bottle of wine. So that's what that's all about. Now, let me show you what we have to pair it with tonight. This isn't very interesting. My lovely wife, Chi, has prepared a simple dish. I asked her to prepare a simple dish tonight because this rosé, I'm not really sure what this rosé will pair well with, but it says salads. It said they're salads on the, I think that's what it said on the, didn't it say that? Yes, it said perfect with salad and shellfish. So my lovely wife, she has prepared a salad to pair it with. So let's see how it goes. And a couple of cheeses. We have the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, as always, and that is the Colby Jack over there. Now, what's this right here? What is this? Let's save it for toasting the national days because it's related to a national day as it usually is. I'll show you. It's pretty exciting stuff. Pretty interesting. She's she spent a lot of time, put a lot of work and effort into it, and she made a special trip to the store to prep this up. So she didn't have to do that, of course, but my lovely wife, she really did a fabulous job on it. I'll show you what it is in just a moment from a front view so you can see what it is. Anyway, that's what we have going on tonight. The rest of the itinerary, let me tell you something. We're going to open, pour, taste, and review this wine, pair it with food. We've got some national days to toast. Not a whole lot, but we have a few. And a couple that, as I mentioned before, are very interesting to toast. Birthday of podcasting. That is, it's the birthday of podcasting. I got to tell you about that. We're going to tell some, I've got some dad jokes for one of the national days. And of course, I've got some dad chicken jokes. And feel free to put your chicken jokes into the chat, and we'll have some fun with that. And I have a special announcement. I don't want to forget about this. I have a special announcement tonight. And I actually gave you a few hints about it last week, but tonight I can announce it for sure because we're going to launch this tomorrow afternoon. That's the plan anyway. So I'm going to tell you all about it. It should be very, very interesting. And yes, it's entertainment. That's entertainment, yes. Oh, yeah, I've got a platter of something else here we're going to review. We're going to review something else here. I'll show it to you as we get along. I'm not going to reveal it all at once. No spoilers on that. But let's go ahead and get to opening the wine. So let's start with the wine. Well, let's open up this Rosetta. Now, this has a screw cap. Fairly simple tonight. This should be a fairly light show. Got a light show going out there. Yeah. Hopefully, I always tell my wife it's going to be a short show. She says, this better be a short show. She doesn't want me going to bed at 1 in the morning. I understand. Anyway, so we have the wine open here. I'm going to go ahead, and I did not chill this wine, by the way. Some rosés need to be chilled. This didn't say anything about being chilled, so I didn't chill it. But I'm going to put the aerator in there. And then, to hold the grape nectar, I have my Galway. Well, it's a nice ding, isn't it? Genuine Irish crystal glass given to me by my employers at buy2aradios.com. And, of course, to hold the glass, I have my genuine Drink with Rick, the official Drink with Rick coaster. All right, so let's go ahead. And my throat's dry here. No wine. So let me go ahead and pour a little bit of this wine in the glass. We'll give it a nice swirl here. Get it going really good. Yeah, I've gotten pretty good at the swirling thing ever since I started the show. I should. I've had 210 episodes to practice, right? All right, 210 now. There we go. Now we're going to let this sit for just a moment and open up a little bit. And while it's opening up, let's learn a little bit more about this wine and what little I can tell you, because there was not a whole lot of information about it. Now, when I said this was kind of mysterious, it really is kind of mysterious. I checked around on the internet for this Rosetta wine, not listed on Wine Searcher, not listed on Vivino, not listed in most any place that I could find online. I couldn't find much of any information. I did find one or two websites. There was a website that, let's see if I can pull it up here. There was one website where I saw some information on it, but it was kind of sparse. There were some tasting notes at one website, and I, to be honest, I don't recall where the site was, but there's not a whole lot on it. And even on the site for the, I went to the site for the bottler, and it's a bottler, and what they do is they take all these different wines. I think we've talked about this before. And they just, they buy all these wines, and then they bottle them. And it's not even their wine. They don't make it. They don't produce it or anything. They just basically bottle and distribute it. And that's where this came from. I'll tell you where I got it in just a moment. Well, I'll tell you where I got it now, because there's not much more to say about this wine. This wine I purchased from Trader Joe's. I was walking around Trader Joe's buying wines a few, no, it was about a month ago. It was back in June. And I came across, they had set up a stack of cases of this wine. I thought, well, this is interesting. Never heard of it before. Didn't know anything about it. So I decided, well, let me give it a try. For the price especially, it was pretty good because I paid, let's see if I can find the original invoice here. I think this is the one, isn't it? No, this is not the one. This is another one. Let me see where it is. I've got three Trader Joe's invoices here. I think there are three of them. And, yes, here it is. This is the one, number two. So, went to Trader Joe's in our local area, and what I paid for this 750-milliliter bottle of Rosetta Rosé, I paid $5.99. So you can imagine my surprise and my, my fascination when I saw this interesting bottle, because it is an interesting bottle, isn't it? I mean, it looks very interesting and intriguing. As I was, I guess that's the word I'm looking for. I was intrigued by it. So I saw this and I said, well, for $5.99, why not? Or I should say, why not? Yeah, got there's my, yeah. Thanks a lot. Okay, anyway, so that's what I did. And I said, I'll purchase a bottle. And I saw some cases stacked, you know, yay high. And I thought, well, maybe I should get two or three bottles just in case it's good, because I don't know if it's going to be there tomorrow. And, you know, I made this mistake before, where I saw a bottle of wine and Trader Joe's had them there, had never seen it before, and I purchased it and I reviewed it on the show, and I loved this wine. It was really great wine. And I went back to Trader Joe's the next day to buy some more, and it was all gone. And from what they told me, they'd only purchased, there were only 30 cases available. Apparently, it was a very expensive wine, and Trader Joe's got a special buy on it. And they, I think they only had, 300 cases, I think is what they had. And they distributed across the stores, and our store got one. And that was all there was. So I thought to myself, oh, I think I did get one more bottle of it. And it's downstairs. And I'm saving it for a very special occasion. So I'm not opening that up just yet. Anyway, so I went there and I saw it and I said, okay, well, I'll get a bottle of it. Now, if I like it, I'll come back and grab some more if I can, maybe. But I didn't want to take that chance because I thought, well, if I didn't like this wine, I'm stuck with several bottles of it. So I don't know about this wine. It's complete mystery. I have no idea. Now, supposedly, you know, Trader Joe's didn't list the grapes at all in here, so I have no idea what grapes were used in this wine. I have no idea at all. I couldn't find production notes on it anywhere. No tech notes or anything like that. And the tasting notes I found were very, as I said before, were very, very sparse. So we're going to try it now. So we're going to give it a little bit of a whiff. Let me get another whiff of this. Interesting. I'm getting strawberry on the nose. And a little bit of a melon, not a watermelon, but starting to like almost like a cantaloupe melon. Let's see. Okay. That was strange. Okay, a little bit of strawberry. There's some strawberry in here. I'm not getting so much of the melon anymore, but it's kind of has almost like a candy taste to it. It kind of tastes like one of those, like sucking on a hard candy or something. little bit of sweetness. It's dry. This is a dry wine, but it's got a hint of sweetness on it. Just a hint. And, I'm getting some, the strawberry is kind of subsiding a little bit, but I'm really getting that kind of candy flavor to it. Now, I did say on some other tasting notes on this other side, I did see something where somebody else mentioned, that they were tasting kind of a cherry candy. I'm not tasting. I mean, it tastes like a. Oh, maybe it does. I'm tasting a hard candy, but it's more like a, not really a melon candy, not a lemon candy or anything, but it's just kind of a, I don't know, kind of a berry flavored. This is a very interesting wine. I'm not sure what to make of it, to be honest. I think this is probably more of a dessert wine. I don't know if this is really going to pair that well with most foods that I eat, but we're going to give it a try. It says salads. Let's go back to the wine, the back of the wine. It says floral and red berry notes. Yeah, well, there are some red berry notes, maybe a little floral notes. Balanced, soft, and fruit forward. It is kind of balanced. It is soft. I don't know if it's that fruit forward. It's a little fruity, but I wouldn't call it fruit forward. Yeah, delicious as an aperitif that and perfect with salad and shellfish. Maybe. I'm not a shellfish kind of person, so I can't say one way or the other. But we can try it with the salad. So let's go to camera 3 and taste it with the salad. And I've got that there. Let me turn this around so I can reach it. Let me get this out of the way here. There we go. Let me take this whole salad bowl. All right. Let's try it with salad. And this is a very nice salad, by the way. It has tomato, cucumber, lettuce, of course, some shredded carrots. And I'm not sure, I'm not absolutely sure, but I think the dressing that's on here, I showed it a few moments ago on camera. The dressing that's on here, I think, is the Parmesan dressing. We have a Parmesan dressing that we really, really like. Give this a try. Of course, the salad is very, very good. She makes these wonderful salads. They're really good. They're not super fancy, but they're really, really good salads. Let's try it with the wine. This is really fresh and crunchy. Gee, you made this. We didn't have it for dinner, so she must have made it just for the show. I'm still crunching it. A little ASMR, anyone? It is crunchy. Actually, it's not bad with the salad. It's not bad with the salad at all, really. Yeah, I guess it would go. Now, what an aperitif is, or an aperitif, or aperitif, we might call it in America. I've heard it different ways. But it basically means a beverage, or like in this case, a wine, that goes with an appetizer. It's a wine for an appetizer. So, let me try some more. I have my second dinner tonight. All right, I have to pour some more of this. It's awkward because I'm doing this with my left hand. I'm not really left-handed. Not bad. This is a fresh salad. Works with the salad. I guess it works with the salad. Okay. Let me clear the palate for a minute. Like I said, this this is a simple tasting tonight, so we're not going to get too elaborate, so we can get to the festivities here. Go to camera 3, and which is off screen. Let me try it with the Colby Jack. I'm not sure. It might be okay with the soft cheeses. I'm not really 100% sure if this is really going to be a good pairing with the cheese. I don't know. It's that candy taste to it that's kind of throwing me off a bit. Not really something I expect from a wine. That's pretty interesting. I mean, it's not interesting in a bad way. It's just kind of unexpected. Now, this is something that would probably not go good with a hard cheese like a Parmesan or a Mono or something like that. Or something super soft like a Brie or something. I don't know if I would serve this with a Brie. But it seems to go okay with the Colby Jack. I'm clearing my palate one more time. All right, let's try it with the, let's go to camera 3 and try it with the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. See how that works. And go back to camera 2 here. One of these days I have to get a producer. All right. This is good, by the way. Gouda is. Once again, not bad. You know, I think this works as a dessert wine, I think. I'm not real super big on dessert wines. I'm just big. But this, I think, would make an okay dessert wine. And yeah, I guess it would work as an aperitif. Yeah. I think it would work okay. It's not bad. I mean, this is not my first choice of a wine. But it's not a bad... I'll be honest, I wasn't expecting much. I might buy another bottle for guests or something, but it's not something that I don't think I would drink this on my own. But I'll tell you what, I'll give you my final review at the end of the show. It's interesting. What was that website that? Because I want to give them credit for that. Let me hold on just a moment. Stop the show. The Rosetta. Maybe I bookmarked it. Let me see. Maybe it's bookmarked. No, that's not it. I want to give credit where I can. Rosetta Finha Rosé Trader Joe's. Let's see if I found it. Not there. Might have been. I don't know, I can't find the site anymore. That's weird. Well, I can't find it anymore. It was there. It was someone's blog, I think. I don't recall where it is, but I'd like to give them credit for it anyway. If I could. For that. Anyway, so maybe I can find it later on in the show. Okay, so I think that does it for the tasting for now. Don't you think that's good? All right, Ed, how did your week go? I hope you had a good week, a great week, actually. And we have folks on the chat in and Twitch, and Taz Cools is in the chat on Twitch, and Taz Cools says, hey. Photo Ray's in the chat also. He says, hey, all. And Taz says, oh, he's starting. Can I hold that one for just a minute when we start the chicken chokes, if it's okay? Photo Ray says, just what I was going to say, ASMR. Oh, when I was chewing the salad. Yeah, I didn't mean I wasn't neglecting anybody, Chad. I was just trying to get some of the tasting out of the way here. Photo Ray says, Taz asked me what ASMR is. Could you explain it to him? I told him it's what the Hoochie Girls do for donations. All right, so ASMR. ASMR is an audio stimulation, for your ears. What it does is it stimulates the auditory nerves in your ears with very interesting sounds, very up close and interesting, pleasing sounds. And hold that thought for just a moment because I've got to check. There's something else I have to check here. Okay, Yadagami. I'm sorry, Yadagami. I was ignoring you either. Yadagami Sama is in the chat on YouTube, and he says, I don't have any wine tonight, but I am having a beer. What kind of beer are you having, Yadagami? What kind of beer is that? And Yadagami says, if I pull this, I just lost it here. There we go. Yanagami Sama says, that's a nice looking wine. It is a nice looking wine. It tastes pretty decent. Yeah, I don't know if I would really recommend it yet, but it's not bad. I'll give you my final review at the end of the show because we'll be drinking this wine through the show. So, I'll give you my final review there. Okay, where was I? I was, we're going to, I'm sorry. Photo Ray was asking what ASMR is. Photo Ray says it's its own group in Twitch. Yeah, it's kind of its own category. I wouldn't call it a group per se, but I call it more of a category, ASMR. Okay, so what ASMR means, if I can recall correctly, is it's not auditory sensory. It's autonomous sensory. Meridian response. That's what it is. Autonomous sensory meridian response. I keep wanting to say it's auditory sensory, but it's not. It's autonomous sensory meridian response. So basically what it is, it's kind of a reaction in your ears, or I guess a sensation or something when something is really close to your ears and certain noises are made really, that are really, really loud and up close. I wouldn't say loud. I mean, they're not blasting in your ears, but it's sort of like, let's say, for instance, if I'm chewing the salad and I'm chewing it really up close to the mic, it's not loud. I'm not yelling or anything into the mic. I'm just chewing really close to the mic. And what it does is it elicits an auditory response. It's a sensory response from your ears that a lot of people find they find pleasing. Let me put it this way. The reactions can be, like I said, this is a family-friendly show, but this is the reactions can be very, very pleasant. It in most cases, it elicits a very pleasant response to the ears. I guess some people, a lot of people would say that it kind of gives you chills. It's that kind of a response where it's so, it's so sensational, I guess you could say, that it elicits chills, maybe spine-tingling chills. I don't know, not like a horror movie or anything like that, but just very, very pleasant sort of chills and sensations, that can crawl up the back of your neck, so to speak. I don't know how else to describe it. Does that... But it kind of, what it does, it doesn't really move up. I think it moves like down. It can be move up or down, but lots of times what it does is it moves down from the top of your head down through to your spine is basically what it does. Let me see if I can pull up, if I can get a better, if I can get a better, okay, here's from Wikipedia. Wikipedia says, I'm just getting this from Wikipedia, says, autonomous sensory meridian response, ASMR, oh yeah, I was right on that, is a tingling sensation that usually begins on the scalp and moves down the back of the neck and upper spine. I say it goes up sometimes, but they say it goes down. So I guess it does. I don't know. All it does, all I know is it gives you that kind of sensation. See, here we are going off on that tangent again, another rail. But you asked, and this is you directing the show. That's you. Yes. Right. The Automod held a message for that. Yes, it's PhotoRay says Taz was asking the girls make noises into a mic. To get what is interpreted as a rather, pleasing reaction on Twitch. We'll just say that. The Automod, did you say something bad? Oh, the Automod did. I'm trying to be, like I said, it's family friendly. Maybe, I didn't really set the Automod settings. I think they're just by default. So Taz asked, yes, you did ask, Taz. There's an answer. I was trying to be... I was trying not to get too much in the weeds with it and get in trouble. That's all. And my wife's watching too. So, and there could be kids watching. So I have to be very careful. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it, PhotoRay. You're fine. Don't worry about it. No worries. You're good. I think I need some more of this wine, no matter what it tastes like. Yeah, that helps. That helps. All right, so there are a lot of people on Twitch. It's not always girls. I mean, there are people that get in there and they do all kinds of interesting things. Like, someone will get on a washboard and go up and down. Some people will eat and some people will drink. I have been told, this is not the first time that I have been told that my show could be an ASMR show, because... when I'm pouring the wines like this, because it's close to the microphone, and when I'm drinking or smacking or doing whatever I'm doing, eating, having some cucumber, things like that. I have been told on numerous occasions in the past that I have an ASMR kind of show. That's what they say. I never considered it. And my lovely wife, Chi, is in the chat on YouTube, and she says hello, and hello right back at you. Okay, let me get to where... Let's go ahead and toast some National Days. This show's going downhill fast, isn't it? It's okay. All right, so let's go ahead and toast the National Days. I'm going to cue up the National Days. Let's toast the National Days. And let me get my National Day calendar stuff ready. By the way, these National Days are courtesy of nationaldaycalendar.com. Nationaldaycalendar.com is Marlo Anderson's website. He is the CEO, and he is the curator of all. Now, he has a staff, too, that helps him, but he is the curator of all of these National Days. He's the man in charge. All right, for July 8th, Saturday, July 8th, oh, we have another hour and 5 minutes, don't we? Oh, good. Saturday, July 8th is National Freezer Pop Day. Yes, National Freezer Pop Day. Now, I did not have a freezer pop to bring up here because I thought, it'd be fun to have a freezer pop, to have on the show. I don't know that I could have kept it cold. I could have used the official Drink with Rick ice bucket to keep it cold, but there's just too much going on tonight. It's been a wild week anyway, so just too much. But I do have this. This is a throwback to a previous episode a few years ago. Let me make sure it's queued up before I turn to it, because I don't want to make any more mistakes tonight. Another showstopper. Okay, yeah, I almost made another mistake here. Okay, here is my substitution for National Freezer Pop Day. We could have done it on Ice Cream Day, but we'll do it again on Ice Cream Day. This is, I saw this in a Sam's Club. This was a few years ago, and I had to take a picture. I had to take this photo. All right, what's wrong with this photo, folks? What's wrong with this photo? We've got this Healthy Choice Premium Bars Fudge Bar with 100 calories surrounded. It's the only one in the case. What's it surrounded by? It's surrounded by all these fat boys. Ice cream sandwiches. 25%, I don't know, does it say 25% more fat than usual or something like that? I don't know what it says. Probably 20. So you got the Healthy Choice Fudge Bar, 100 calories surrounded by these other boxes of Fat Boy ice cream sandwiches that probably have about 20 times that. But that might be exaggeration. Maybe 10 times that, okay? Maybe 1,000 calories in there. Who knows? Anyway, I thought that was interesting. So National Freezer Pop, and by the way, freezer pops are a lot healthier than the Fat Boys ice creams, in my opinion. That's my opinion. And I think I've had both, which makes me a really, really fat boy. Okay, so anyway, I'll drink to that. Here's to National, is it Freezer Pop Day? National Freezer Pop Day. I'll drink to that. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, now I'll drink to that. It's also International Skinny Dip Day. The second Saturday in July is National Skinny Dip Day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, National Skinny Dip Day. What can I say? So, National Skinny Dip Day. Anybody ever been skinny dipping? I don't think I've ever been skinny dipping. I'll tell you what, though. After I saw Jaws, I decided that I never wanted to go skinny dipping out in the ocean. I said, you know what? I don't think I'm ever... This scared me away from the water, but it also scared me away from the idea of skinny dipping in the water, which is just some reason. You know what I'm talking about, right? The opening scene in Jaws. Yeah. You can drink to that. I think I'll skip that one. Okay, it's also National Chocolate with Almonds Day. July 8th is National Chocolate with Almonds Day. And in honor of National Chocolate with Almonds Day, I have, if I can get this piece of cucumber off of the plate, I have on camera three, I have this chocolate with almonds. Now, I think I've mentioned before that I'm not a big fan of almonds. I don't like almonds in my my candy bars. I don't eat candy bars much anymore anyway, but when I did, I didn't like candy bars with almonds. I didn't like any kind of chocolate with almonds in it. However, to be fair, I'm going to review this chocolate with almonds. This is Cadbury chocolate. So we're going to take a piece. I think this is an almond in here. Yeah, there's a little almond in there. So let's go ahead and I'm going to go camera two on this one. Here we go. Let's try Let's try. Do I need a drum roll here? Because I don't like almonds normally, but let's go with a drum roll, please. Let's see. There's chocolate with an almond in it. Yeah, my conclusion is, did you hear that? If you didn't hear it, I'll do it again. Well, that one has a soft fruit. It's chocolate and almond and fruit, or fruit and almond. Fruit's okay. Almond, I don't care for. Got to wash it down with some wine. Hey, no, that's not bad. Let me try another piece of that. The fruit part. Not the almond part. Chocolate. Fruit chocolate. And this Rosetta wine. Actually not bad. All right. And it really brings out the flavor of the little fruit. I don't know what kind of fruit was in there. Kind of dried fruit or something. Really brings out the flavor of the fruit. Ooh. That's actually not bad. I like that. It's okay. I guess this would probably be okay with chocolate or Cadbury chocolate and fruit nut bar if you like almonds. I still don't like almonds. But I'll tell you this. I will toast it. Why not? Here's to National Chocolate with Almonds Day. I'll drink to that. In fact, I already did. Okay, we've got one more National Day here to toast for Saturday. But before we do that, let me go to the chat. Photoray, I hope you didn't go. Stick around. It's all good. All right, we're set up everywhere where we can be. You know what, Photoray? I'm gonna allow it. Whenever I'm gonna allow it. Go ahead and allow it. It wasn't that bad. Okay, I'm going to allow it. All right, that's good. Where was I? Oh, yes, we have one more National Day to toast. And it's this one. It is National Raspberry Day. Yes, it is National Raspberry Day. It is National Raspberry Day. And I hope you got some applause for that. Yeah, National Raspberry Day. And in honor of National Raspberry Day, my lovely wife, Chi, prepared this. I know everyone was waiting to see this, but and it's not queued up anymore. We're still on the fat boy thing. I'm going to go find my – let me re-queue up my photos if I can find them again. Here they are. Way down the list. There we go. My wife made – a raspberry bush. That's what was sitting there on looking down from above on camera three. Here's the shot looking down from above on camera three. You couldn't really see much there, but here you can see the raspberry bush. Really nice. Really nice. And let me tell you what this is made of. She did a fine job on it. She put a lot of work into it. She really did. Now, let me explain what this is made of. Well, can anybody guess what it's made of? Maybe you can guess what it's made of. Anybody can guess what that raspberry bush is made of? It's made of basically three different parts, or there are three different items here that make it up. Can anybody take a guess? Taskool says, do you know the name of the shark in Jaws? Bruce, named after Spielberg's lawyer. Yeah, I have heard that. Yeah, the Bruce the shark, famous shark. You know how many Bruce the sharks there were in Jaws? How many mechanical sharks? I'll let you think about that one for a little while. You can Google it up if you want. I don't care. It's okay. I know, but you can Google it up and tell me. Let's check Facebook. Okay, we're good on Facebook. I'm still sitting on this thing, aren't I? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still sitting on this screen. Tass says, I still can't find blue raspberries anywhere. I believe there are such a thing as blue raspberries, right? There is blue raspberry soda. I've seen that. I've seen, there's sodas and there's some other drinks with blue raspberry. But can anyone tell what this is made of? I'll tell you what it's made of. It is made of, the base is made of a potato. That's a potato for the base. The tree itself, or the bush, I should say, the bush itself, which kind of looks more like a tree here, is made of, it's basil. It's basil. That's what that is right there, basil. And the raspberries are made of, wait for it. Raspberries. Yes, those are actually real raspberries there on that. Yeah, the real raspberries on that. So that is what my lovely wife, she prepared tonight. She did a fine job, a fabulous job. And she, you get a round of applause. Very nice round of applause. Thank you very, very much. She does a fabulous job every week on all of this. She really does. So, all right. So the national days, right? let's get back to the national days. Okay, let's toast these national days. And this is to my lovely wife, Chi. And we'll give a toast to National Raspberry Day. I like raspberries. Everybody like raspberries? Some people don't like raspberries. A lot of people do. I happen to like raspberries. To National Raspberry Day. Here is to National Raspberry Day. I'll drink to that. All right. And I have a few dad jokes. You want to hear a few dad jokes for Raspberry Day? All right. They're really, really bad jokes. I'm warning you. These are really bad jokes. Some of them came from a site called jokesforus.com. Not all of them, some. What do computer nerds eat for dessert? Now, here's one for Taz, or for Photo Ray in particular. You might appreciate this one. Or not, because they're all really bad jokes. What do computer nerds eat for dessert? I'll let you think about that for a second. All right, I won't. What do computer nerds eat for dessert? Raspberry pie. What happened to my wah wah wah? Oh, finally, got a wah 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 wah. Cookies. Tass says cookies. Yeah, actually, they eat cookies too, but it's raspberry pie, as in P-I. Okay, now, most people aren't going to get this joke unless, well, most people probably aren't going to get this joke anyway, but raspberry pie, as in P-I. I've got to explain the joke. Maybe somebody else here can explain it. Maybe Tass could explain it. I tell you what, if Mike was in the chat here, he could explain it. Anybody else can explain it? Yadagami? Explain what that means, raspberry pie? Ed, do you know? I'll tell you what raspberry pie is. Raspberry pie is a little microcomputer. It's like the little Arduino computer. It's a little $35 little single board, little mini microcomputer, and it can be used and adapted for a lot of different projects, a lot of different things. A lot of hams use Raspberry Pi for doing data-related things on ham radio, but it's used for a lot of different projects. So it's a little Raspberry Pi. It's just a little tiny board about this big, and it can be used for a lot of different projects. But it's a little tiny, tiny microcomputer. Generally runs a kind of a bare bones Linux, or you can run operating systems on it. You can do all kinds of cool things with it. And they make them. They run about $35 a piece or so. But Raspberry Pi. So that's the joke. Once you understand what the Raspberry Pi is in this particular context, Raspberry Pi, it's what do computer nerds eat for dessert? Raspberry Pi. It's. I told you these were dumb jokes. Okay. What do you call raspberries playing the guitar? What do you call raspberries playing the guitar? A jam session. Yeah. How, let's see, what is this? What did one raspberry say to the other raspberry? If you weren't so sweet, we wouldn't be in this jam. It was a bad joke. It didn't even deserve a laugh. It deserved one of these. All right, say, why were the little raspberries upset? Because their parents were in a jam. That only gets one of those things, too. Patient. Doctor, there is a raspberry growing out of my head. Doctor, oh, that's easy. Just put some cream on it. That's just bad all the way around. What do you call a raspberry that uses foul language? I didn't say I already did it. What, the wine's not hitting me. That, it's only 11% alcohol by volume, folks. What do you call a raspberry that uses foul language? Very rude. That's all the raspberry jokes I can deal with. I got a couple more here, but I'm not going to torture you with those. It's bad enough I tortured you with the ones I said. Pretty bad. Ed says, I was guessing an answer of microchips, no pie for me. That's okay, Ed. Most people really wouldn't, because you also have to see it written out, PI instead of PIE. You sort of have to see it written out to really appreciate the context of the joke. Anyway, we've got some chicken jokes coming up, so those will be better. Maybe. Maybe not. Okay, so where was I? Okay, well, let's. Did we toast Raspberry Pi Day? Yes, we did. We toasted National Raspberry Day. Okay, so let's go back. We've got two. We've got two. Count them, two national days for tomorrow, which will be today in about 46 minutes. Tomorrow is National Dimples Day, July 9th. Sunny July 9th is National Dimples Day. Okay, I'll drink to that. National Dimples Day. You have any dimples? Some people have dimples. I have a few dimples. Not much anymore. It's mostly been replaced by fat. Yeah, I have a fat face to match. That was for National Dimples Day. It's also National Sugar Cookie Day. And I went downstairs and I told my wife, well, you know what? I saw her making this raspberry bush. And I said, you know what tomorrow is? She says, what? And I said, it's National Sugar Cookie Day. And she gave me that look. And she says, I'm not baking any sugar cookies. Anyway, here's the National Sugar. I don't blame her. You know what? She's doing me a favor by not doing that. Anyway, here's the National Sugar Cookie Day. I will drink to that. And with that, I think that will do it for the national days. And I think at this point, you know what we need? We need more cowbell. more cowbell. As I pour my ASMR wine. Here you go. Here's some more ASMR for you. There we go. All right. So anyway, that's what we've got for the National Days. All right. So what's up next? Oh, yes. Birthday. We have one more. We have more and more National Day coming up. But it's not an official National Day from nationaldaycalendar.com. It probably should be. I got to speak to Marlo about that. But tomorrow, which will be today, in 44 minutes now, is going to be July 9th, 2023, is going to be the national, well, that's automatic. It's going to be the birthday of podcasting. That's right, folks. Podcasting, as we know it, began 20 years ago, tomorrow on July 9th. It started off in July 9th, 2003. I have a few stats here, a few statistics, and these came from podnews.net, which is James Cridlin's site. James Cridlin does a great job of curating and actually reporting on the latest in podcasting news out there. And James is based in Australia. And this is a worldwide publication on the net. You can check it out. It's podnews.net. And he does a fabulous job on this. By the way, here's a shout out to James. Thank you, James. I think the last time I saw... met James officially at first PodFest we ever went to, I believe. And that was pretty cool. And he's a nice guy. And anyway, here's some stats here from podnews.net. Of course, podcasting started on July 9th, 2003. I don't have the actual exact time of birth, but suffice to say, it was on July 9th, 2003. There are now 4.1 million podcasts on open RSS. Now, the podcasts are distributed through an RSS feed. That's what makes it a podcast, because it's being cast out, syndicated everywhere on the net through RSS. RSS, if you're not familiar, stands for Really Simple Syndication, and that's what that's how for eons, for a long, long time, that's how documents were shared and distributed, and some videos even, and podcasts when they developed a podcast container with an RSS feed. And that's how podcasts were distributed. That's how, why it was called podcasting, because it was basically the iPod came out. When it first came out, it didn't really have a name for it. It didn't, but when the iPod came on the scene, then the term was coined podcasting, because it was being cast out to iPods via RSS, being cast across, so and distributed. So that's how the word podcast came to be. But in the beginning, it was it didn't really have a name per se. I think people called it different things until the iPod came along. Okay, 42% of Americans, as of now, 42% of Americans now listen to a podcast monthly. When I started podcasting back in 2006, it was, there were podcasters were few and far between. They were numbering only in the thousands. I was just one of a few thousand people doing it, not that many. And there weren't that many podcasts out there, a few thousand podcasts. Now there are 4.1 million podcasts on open RSS. 42% of Americans now listen to a podcast monthly. And I remember when I first started podcasting, I think I spent the first 4 or 5 years just explaining to people what a podcast was, because I said, well, I have this podcast. And the first thing out of their mouth was, what's a podcast? And at the time, in the very beginning, the way that I describe and the way a lot of people describe podcasting is it's kind of an internet radio show. It's kind of like internet radio, although that wasn't really a super accurate term for it. It was about the only way we could explain it where the layperson at the time could really understand what it meant. So now most people out there have heard of the term podcast and kind of know what it is, even if they haven't heard one. But almost half of Americans now listen to podcasts. Now, that number is actually higher in some other countries because there are some countries that have really, really, really embraced it. U.S. podcast avenue. This is an interesting one. Once again, it's coming from podnews.net from James Cridlin. U.S. podcast ad revenue is now worth $1.8 billion. $1.8 billion. I mean, podcasting has hit the mainstream. It hit the mainstream probably starting a few years ago. But in the very beginning, podcasting was really more of in its purest form, there was no advertising or anything like that. People weren't out there trying to make money podcasting. It was more something that people did because they loved the idea and they loved the craft, and everybody kind of fell in love with doing it. That was doing it at the time. And over time, the marketing industry started to realize, hey, you know what? There's a market for this, and there's some money to be made. And the industry started up, and I made some money in the early days, a little bit of money in the early days doing it. But now it's worth $1.8 billion. This industry is, and it's growing. It's continuing to grow. So, I'm going to read this part from podnews.net. And I mentioned Adam Curry earlier at the beginning of the show. I mentioned him. Here's some more ASMR for you, by the way. There we go. All right. So I mentioned Adam Curry. Adam Curry, you may have heard the name. He was one of the VJs from MTV when MTV first came out. So Adam Curry was very much interested in this and early on. And he wrote, this is the actual history. I mean, you're going to hear history from a lot of different places. iHeartRadio has their own history of podcasting, and there are other venues that do. This is actually the true history of podcasting. Adam Curry wrote a blog post called The Last Yard, where he wondered aloud what might happen when homes had always-on internet connections and always-on computers connected to it. He was kind of forward-thinking there. So his idea piqued the interest of a software engineer and blogger, Dave Weiner. And in October 2003... He started working on this sort of thing, got together with Adam Curry, and Adam Curry and Dave Weiner together, they worked on this concept. And Weiner had the idea of using an RSS feed to distribute the audio, which was to become podcasting. And he produced the first podcast feed. And the first one was basically a Grateful Dead song. So it was he took a Grateful Dead song and enclosed it in an RSS feed and successfully sent it out, I guess, to an iPod. But and that was basically technically kind of the first podcast, but more or less. But the first actual podcast where it was actually recorded and written as a podcast was on July 9th, 2003. Christopher Lydon and Dave Weiner recorded what was to be the first actual podcast, and they used a recorder and a laptop in a Harvard University. And it was the first piece of audio that was to be distributed through an enclosure and an RSS feed. That podcast, which was called Open Source, still exists. And it is the longest running podcast in the world. I think that's a pretty fascinating stuff. So that's July 9th, 2003, the official day, the official birth of podcasting as we know it. Here is to podcasting's birthday, July 9th, 2003. I will drink to that. And I'll drink to that again just because I can. Here's to the birthday of podcasting, July 9th, 2003. I will drink to that. Now, why do I care about this so much? I'll tell you in just a moment. Let me get back to the chats for a minute. I care about this a lot because, let's see, what was Tess say here? Okay, Tess says, this is better in person, not text. Oh, I'm going to read that in just a minute. I got another one. I think one from Photo Ray too that, where is it? I got two of these. Yes, Tass has two of them actually. So we're gonna do those in the dad jokes here. Go to the chickens. Okay, so why do I care about this so much? Well, the reason I care about this is because that podcasting is directly responsible. When I first started podcasting in 2006, I'd heard about it, and at the time I had a computer business. I had a computer store. And for those of you who have heard my story before, I had worked in television broadcasting for 14 years, left all that, and got into IT because I also liked computers. So when I got out of broadcasting, I opened up a computer store and built and sold computers and did IT work. Now, I kind of got burned out on that. At the time, though, I was advertising. I was advertising a local radio station, and I had a little short little mini show that ran weekly on one of the local radio stations that I did, and it was called Tech Ethics. And after sitting down on the microphone, after being away from it for so long, the bug bit me again. I said, you know, I really, really would like to get back in front of the microphone doing this sort of thing full time. But the radio, it just seemed that, you know, I was already knee deep in all the IT stuff, and the radio just seemed like, it's tough business to be in, and it's a tough business to get in. I just want to find some other way to do it. So I happened to come across this concept called podcasting. And I ran across it in early 2006. And when I did, it just something, a light went on. A light went on, said, boom, this is what I've been looking for. I've been looking for this. So what I did was my first show, which I started planning in, I guess, around May, and then executed it in early June of 2006. I took my tech ethics shows that I had been running on the local radio station, and I repurposed them and made them into podcasts, and then I redistributed them as podcasts. And in the very beginning, we didn't have automatic, you know, we didn't have all this tech to do RSS for you and all that sort of thing. WordPress wasn't a thing doing that kind of thing for. Audio. So I had to write the RSS feed by hand in XML. I had to write the feeds. I had to write the code for it myself, and which was pretty interesting. And I'm glad I learned how to do that. But right after I started doing the tech ethics thing, I was doing some IT work for a company called company called OnForce, which it was originally computerrepair.com, but they changed the name to OnForce, and they what they did was they solicited IT service providers online, and it was sort of like what Angie's List is sort of doing now and some of these other places. Not Angie, it's not called Angie's List anymore, kind of Angie's, where you could go online, you can hire a contractor to do the contract work, except this was for IT. And I was in the forums. I was really prevalent in the forums there at the time. And I said, you know what? I bet these guys would like it if I made a podcast. So I made a podcast called The Force Field, and it went over real big right away. A lot of people started listening to it. I mean, I was getting, you know, lots of downloads on this thing. And so it became popular, and so I was doing that for quite a while. And then I moved on to other podcasts over time. But as the years passed, and I got out of IT and started doing other things, I really wanted to make podcasting more of a full-time paid gig. In 2010, I was hired by Two Way Radio, where I work now, and it was a culmination of my experience with writing, with blogging, with filmmaking, with all these other things that I had learned over time, customer support, things like that, and the podcast was partly what got me in, because I put all that on my resume, and they said, "Oh, wow, this is pretty good stuff. You're hired." And of course, right away, I started producing a podcast by Two Way Radio. It's called The Two Way Radio Show, which is now in its 12th year, actually. So the reason why this is important to me is that I'm in a job that I love what I'm doing right now, because it utilizes all these skills that I've learned over all these decades, all my life experience skills. And I'm having a ball with it. I'm really enjoying it. And I'm getting paid for podcasting and doing blogging and doing all these other things. So I'm, you know, living the dream, more or less. It's because of podcasting that I'm here in this spot. It's because of podcasting that I'm able to do this show today for you, that we're here together, that we're doing the live stream. Because if it wasn't for podcasting, I probably would not be live streaming Drink with Rick right now and doing the other thing that I'm going to tell you about very shortly that we're going to launch tomorrow. I'm pretty excited about it. It's because of podcasting. That's what got me here. So I owe a lot to Adam Curry and Dave Weiner. And I want to say here's to them, Adam Curry and Dave Weiner. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. All right, so we've got what else is going on Facebook here? Ed, you're kind of quiet here. No pie for me. All right, let me check the other chats here for just a moment, and then we will get to the dad jokes. Did I miss anything? I don't think I missed anything, right? Anyway, the birthday podcasting. I did do the birthday podcasting. Here's the birthday podcasting once again. And yes, I've been podcasting as of June this year. I've been podcasting for 17 years. My son, Tommy, that's another success story due to podcasting. He owes a lot of what he's doing now to podcasting, because that got him a presidential scholarship. Oh, I've got to show you this real quick here. On the webpage, on the website. Okay. So my son, Tommy, who works with me also at bytowayradios.com. Let me pull this up. He was in his senior year of high school, and he interviewed Todd Cochran. Those of you who know Todd Cochran is the CEO of Blueberry.com and a friend of mine. He's been podcasting since 2005, and he's friends with Adam Curry, and he knows all these guys in the business. He's been around for a long, long time, and he knows the business inside and out. So for Tommy's, I don't know what we call it, thesis or whatever, his final paper for high school, he interviewed Todd. Now, keep in mind, Tommy, who does the Q Command podcast now, he started podcasting in 2010 when he was only 10 years old. He and his sister Tia, they did a podcast called The Tia and Tommy Show. And he's been podcasting since then. He fell in love with the mic, and he's been on the mic a lot since then. And he decided to do his paper, his final paper on podcasting. So I asked Todd, I said, you know, can you give him an interview? And Todd said, sure. So Tommy interviewed Todd for the Story of Podcasting. This is episode 11 of Cube Command Podcast. You can see it right here. And Todd told him the true story, as basically I related to you a few minutes ago, of podcasting. And Tommy prepared this paper, and he prepared an audio podcast for it and everything and turned it in. And he won a presidential scholarship for this, which got him into college, and so that he could go ahead and pursue and achieve his receive his degree in communications. So, and now what he's doing, he's podcasting and doing video and producing and things like that. So he's doing that for a day job, and he's getting paid to do that. So that's just another example of where podcasting has, and in the same family has brought success stories to us. So we really, really appreciate that. So, all right. So let's go to the, enough of that now, right? Okay. So here's what Taz has. Taz has a couple of dad jokes. We're going to open up some chicken jokes here. Ed, you got some you got any dad? They don't have to be chicken jokes. Any dad jokes? Taz is going to start this off here with a chicken joke that he put up earlier on. And Taz says, what do you call a chicken ballerina? Poultry in motion. That gets a good laugh. Poultry in motion. Oh man, not that long of a laugh. Okay, this is a long laugh. Taz, you get the long laugh here. Oh my. Okay. It's going to end some point. There you go. I don't want to press that button too often. So Tess has another one here. It says, this is better in person. Oh, this isn't a joke. This is actually a comment he made. Tess says, this is better in person, not text. What is the formula for the area of a circle? If you said pi r squared, as in pi r squared, you'd be wrong. Pi r round, P-I-E, r round. Okay, that is a joke. You get the rim shot too. That's good, Taz. Photo Ray, I hope you didn't go. I hope you didn't get that was the mod. That was the auto mod. That was the auto mod, not me. So yeah, honestly, that was the auto mod. I had nothing, absolutely nothing to do with it. And I did clear it, by the way. So, Taz, go get Photo Ray, bring him back if he's gone. No offense to anybody, okay? No offense to anybody. That I have the, because I don't have any of my mods here, the auto mod is kicking in, and sometimes it's a little bit overactive. So I don't know what's going on with that, and sometimes I don't see it right away anyway. So my apologies, Photo Ray, if that bothered you, I apologize. My apologies there. I don't know what that I don't know what happened. I really don't. And I need a producer, and I need a couple of actual mods here. Normally I do have my mods here, but they're off. I think they're taking the night off, doing whatever they do on their nights off. Okay, so anyway, that's what I've got here. I think that's mostly what I have. Okay, so I do have one more thing, and this is I do have the final review of the wine too. Let me give the final review of the wine first, because this is growing on me. Like a bad fungus. No, not really. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually growing on me. It's actually not bad. Before the final review of wine, I almost forgot about this, didn't I? Okay. I do have a comment from the blog at drinkwithrick.com, and I printed out two copies, and I didn't read either one. All right, this is from Paul. Paul says, I have a question about the Seven Sicilians wine. Now, as you recall, we did review, I don't even know if I still have this up here. Do I still have this in the system? Seven Sicilians wine? I did for a long time, and then I took it down. Let me see if I can pull that back up. Seven Sicilians wine. Here it is. I found it. Seven Sicilians. All right, I found it. So here's the seven. This is what he's talking about. It's the Seven Sicilians wine. This was a Rosso. This was actually a very good wine. I really enjoyed it. I gave it a pretty decent review at the time. And so that's what he's talking about. So this is from Paul. He says, I have a question about Seven Sicilians wine. He says, where can I purchase this wine? He's got the double question mark there, so I know he's really serious. Where can I purchase it? He couldn't find it anywhere. And that's from Paul. And Paul, to answer your question very simply, I bought it from Trader Joe's, our local Trader Joe's. In fact, I saw it when I went there to pick up this Rosetta and a few other wines. They still have it there. They have cases of it, so I know you can get it. At least in our Trader Joe's in Charlotte, in South Charlotte, they have it there. I think most of the Trader Joe's carry it. I don't know if Total Wine has it or not. I know there are a few places that have it, but I think Trader Joe's, I don't think it's exclusive to Trader Joe's. I might be wrong on that, but Trader Joe's does have that wine, so you can find it there. You should be able to find it at your local Trader Joe's if you have one in your area. I'm not sure what area you're in, but if you have a Trader Joe's there, you should be able to find it. I hope that answers your question. Anyway, thanks for the question. I appreciate it. And I appreciate you watching and listening to the show. All right, so now for the final review of the wine. Honestly, I'm just mixing my words. I'm getting tongue-tied just normally. Anyway, for the final review of the wine, this is what we've been drinking tonight. This is the Rosetta. This is a Vinho Rosé. It's a rosé wine. It's 2022. This is a wine from Portugal. And once again, I can't remember the last time I had a wine from Portugal. I'm sure I've had one at some point, but it's been a long, long time. This is actually a pretty decent wine, 11% ABV. And they say it has a bouquet of floral and red berry notes, well-balanced, soft and fruit-forward, delicious as an aperitif, and perfect with salad and shellfish. I had never tried it with, I don't eat shellfish, so I couldn't tell you if it does. But we did try it with the salad. We tried it with the salad, and it was pretty good with the salad. And the cheeses, the Colby Jack and the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda, both pretty decent. I think it does work pretty well as an aperitif. It's not bad. It's strawberry. I could smell strawberry at the very beginning and some fruit. This is and it still smells strawberry, and it still tastes like strawberry. And as it opens up more. It is, they say it's fruit forward. I don't know that it's fruit forward, but it's a little fruity. It is fairly well balanced, but it's very light. This is a very light drinking wine. This is something that you could probably serve at a party, and most people would probably like it. There are no tannins in this wine. It's a very light bodied, kind of a refreshing wine. I wouldn't say it's refreshingly, you know, crisp refreshing like some of the other wines we tried here, like the white wines. But it's kind of smooth, but it's not sweet. There's a hint of sweetness on the tongue, but it's not really all that sweet. It's fairly, actually a fairly dry wine. But I can taste some kind of like a hard, you know, the kind of hard candies that you'd suck on, you put in your mouth, like, you know, some of those kind of candies. It kind of tastes like that. And kind of even more so, but it's mellowed out a little bit more since it's opened up. A little bit of strawberry there, and a hint, just a little slight hint of a melon there. I would say maybe more like a, I was saying at the beginning that it was kind of like a, yeah, it had that melony taste, kind of like a cantaloupe, but the cantaloupe taste is kind of gone now. It's more a little bit more like a honeydew. Maybe still a hint of cantaloupe, but it started to taste more like a honeydew than a cantaloupe. Actually, pretty decent. $5.99 from Trader Joe's. It was $5.99. Not bad at all. I'm not really a white wine or rosé person, but this is not bad. This is not something I would buy five bottles of and keep around and drink on my own. This is not something that I would drink by myself, per se. This is really more of a dessert and an appetizer kind of wine. It's something that I would serve. Now, my wife might like it. My daughter Tia might really like it. My wife might like it as well because they prefer those lighter wines. But it's something that I think would probably work for a dinner party. I think you could serve it at a dinner party. For $5.99, it's not bad. It's really not. It's pretty decent wine. So, I'll give it a thumbs up, and I'll say, yeah, go ahead and give it a try if you like this kind of wines. It's not bad at all, really. And that's my final review of the wine. X86 is in the chat on Twitch, and X86, it's good to see you as always. X86 says, I like a Jolly Rancher. Let me see. Well, I mean, Jolly Rancher is more of a soft chew, isn't it? And this is more, I'm thinking more of the like the hard candies, not, you know, like if it was a hard sour candies, but they're not sour. Like maybe like a hard cherry or strawberry candy that you'd suck on for a while. I don't know, a Jolly Rancher? I wouldn't say it. It's like a Jolly Rancher, but I think it's more like the hard candies than a Jolly Rancher. But it's actually pretty decent. I like it. X86 says, no, it's a hard rectangular candy. Comes in various flavors. Oh, yeah, that's right, the Jolly Rancher. You know what am I thinking of? I'm thinking of the soft ones that are wrapped up, you know, tightly wrapped up in the squares. What are those? I forgot now. Okay, the Jolly Rancher, I know which one you're talking about. Jolly Ranchers, it's been a long time since I've had a Jolly Rancher. Yeah, they're hard candies, but they're also wrapped up in little papers, right? Starburst, right. Yeah, I was thinking of Starburst. You're right. The Jolly Ranchers are the hard ones, and the Starbursts are the smaller, chewier ones. It could be a Jolly Rancher. Yeah, maybe so. A little bit like that. You know, I saw Total Wine, they have a series of ales. Not really ales. They're more like ciders. Maybe they are ales. I don't remember. But they are in flavors. Jolly Rancher flavors, I think. If I'm... No. It wasn't Jolly Rancher flavors. They were in this... what's the sour ones? But they had four or five flavors of that, and I thought that was very unusual. I should have tried those before. Maybe I can go there and review one. Maybe I can bring one into the show one week and review one of those and see what those are like. That should be interesting. Anyway, so where was I? Oh. See, I always refer to my show notes, and we got down to pretty much the end of the show. Oh, announcement. Okay, announcement of this new TV channel. Okay, as I've told you all before, I joined the, earlier this year, I joined the 100 TV network. And I, as a matter of fact, last was the last episode of the episode for that that I showed one of the other creators that are on the network, showed her a promo for her show, showed mine a couple of times. Still doing the show on that network, the Drink with Eric Rewind. And right now, I've done 8 episodes. I'm taking a short break from doing episodes because I've just got too much on my plate right now, and I've just got to give it a little bit of a break. But I'm gonna, I'll do a few more for them. But I've got more coming. It's just gonna take a little bit. But in the meantime, I have been embarking on another project to do our own streaming channel. That is really, it's for the Savoia Media Network. As you know that we do the Savoia Media Network. Let me see if I can pull that up here for just a moment. If you're familiar with SavoiaMedia.com, if you've been to the website, we do all the podcasts here. Where's my button here? Here it is. So this is the Savoia Media Network. And we have done is basically accumulation of all of the podcasts that collectively my son, my daughter, and myself have produced over the last 17 years. So it starts off, I mentioned Tech Ethics. That was the first show we ever did. Force Field with Rick Savoia, that's the one that I mentioned earlier on. We've done a bunch of others. The Nintendo, Tommy and Tia had their own show, a kid's show called the Tia and Tommy Show. That's where Tommy got his start in 2010 podcasting. Later on, they did the Nintendo Teens podcast that they did pretty much on their own. They produced. For several years, I was producing the Jobcast podcast and the Tech Jobcast, which were job-related podcasts. So short podcasts that gave out information about job listings and things like that. You can, they're still there. You can go see them at jobcastpodcast.com or jobcastcentral.com. The Free Stuff Show is a podcast that my son and I did a few years back, and we did 26 episodes, I think, until he had to go to school, and we had to stop doing it because he went off to college. And Q Command Podcast, which he does with his friend Nick Hernandez. And, of course, Drink with Rick, which currently I do now. These are our own shows that we do. And that's on our network is Savoia Media. So what we've decided to do and what we wanted to do for a long, long time, but not until recently did we really actually work on the project for it, was to... We wanted to have a streaming channel where we are streaming our shows, and not just the podcast, but we have a lot of video that we want to put on the network as well and stream. So that's what we're doing. We've been working on this thing for a little while, and what we're doing starting tomorrow at 5 p.m., if you want to join it, you can go to either YouTube or Odyssey, and we're trying to get it set up on Rumble as well, the Savoia TV channel. And hopefully this will, the long-term plan is to get on the Roku so we can get on everybody's TVs. So get it on the Roku and go out with that. But for right now, we're starting with YouTube because that's the low-hanging fruit, YouTube and Odyssey and places like that. But we're going to be streaming this live. They're not really, I mean, they're old shows, but they're legacy shows. They're classic podcasts. But we're going to be streaming this live starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow. That will be July 9th on 2023. And this is actually on the anniversary or on the birthday of podcasting. We're going to be doing this. We're going to start off with podcasting shows, so mostly audio shows with some graphics and things like that, but mostly audio shows that we're going to be running. But they're going to be interspersed with video. Some of them are going to be my films, some of my Super 8 films. Many of them you've seen on the show here. A few of them you may not have seen before. Some that I could really show here on this show, at least not in their full form. And we're going to intersperse it with some other things. Tommy and his friend Nick have done a lot of other things like baking videos and things like that, and some other like short skits and things. Probably show some things from when Tommy was in college doing the TBD thing, the Boone Daily TV series that they were doing. Some of them I've shown here on the show in the past, actually. Not all of them, but a few of them. We're going to show more of them there. But there's going to be a combination. It's sort of going to be like MeTV. If you're familiar with MeTV or some of those other TV channels, that's kind of how we're putting this together. Kind of a conglomeration of classic podcasts, videos, and shows. Hopefully, we're also going to be gearing up to do some original programming on it, some of which I can't tell you about right now, but we've got a couple of things planned for original programming I think you'll really enjoy, especially if you're a techie, I think you'll enjoy some of that. We're also planning to show some old movies, actual movies and TV shows, public domain movies and TV shows out there, classic stuff. And I'm a sci-fi geek, so we're going to be running a lot of we're going to be doing a sci-fi theater kind of thing on this. But all this is going to be running starting tomorrow at 5 p.m. This will be done kind of like in the evenings. We're going to have like on Sunday nights, we're going to start doing it on Sunday nights and then eventually building it up to Sundays and Mondays and adding a night here and a night there, Tuesday and Wednesday, until it becomes a 24/7 thing. But that's the big thing. I do have something to show you on it. This is, I should have been showing this to you before. Where is it? Where's my photos? I can't find my photos now. Never can find my photos when I need them. Okay, here they are. This is the logo here for that. Savoia TV, Timeless Entertainment. Podcasts, videos, short form videos, short shows, spoof commercials, things like that, and movies and TV shows from times past. So I hope you'll join us for that. And I will put something up in the blog at drinkwithrick.com before it starts to let everybody know where they can go to see that. Anyway, X86 says, Warheads? Not really like Warheads too much. I mean, I like Warheads. It's been a while since I've had them, but no, it doesn't really taste like Warheads. The Warheads are more sour. They're more of a sour thing. This is not a sour drink. This is more of a kind of a pleasant. I wouldn't call it sweet per se, but I would call it, you know, and kind of more tastes like candy, kind of candy, more like that. But Warheads are more of a sour kind of. At least in my recollection, they're more of a soury kind of taste. I do like sour. I do like Warheads, actually. So I love sour stuff. Anyway, so I think that does it for the show tonight. I think I've overstayed my welcome with everyone for tonight. By the way, that's one of the other aims, long-term aims for the Savoia TV channel is. Is streaming Drink with Rick live there. We will be, that's one of the other things. I am going to be streaming legacy episodes of Drink with Rick on this channel as well. So you'll be able to catch some of those old episodes, more or less uncut, at least for the time being. But I'm hoping to at some point stream it live on Savoia TV when we get to the Saturday night stage on those. Anyway, that's what the plans are. Once again, I hope you'll join me for that. All right, I guess we're done for the night. If anyone has anything else they want to add, any final comments or any final things. Oh yeah, I did forget the chicken jokes, didn't I? Let's get a couple of chicken jokes in. Okay. if I get through all this other these other jokes that are goofy. Okay. What's brown and sticky? A stick. That's not a chicken joke. Where are my chicken jokes? Those are just regular dad jokes. Oh, okay, here you go. A chicken sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here." I want to go on record that I support farming. As a matter of fact, you could call me a pro-tractor. That's not really a chicken joke, but hey, you know. That's not a chicken joke either, but I'll tell you. A brain walks in. These are some of these bar jokes. A brain walks in. That's appropriate, right? Here we go. All right. A brain walks into a bar and takes a seat. "I'd like some wings and a pint of beer, please," he says. "Sorry, but I can't serve you," the bartender replies. "You're out of your head." That was too long of a delay on that one. All right. Why did Beethoven get rid of his chickens? All they said was, "Buck, buck, buck." Yeah, I know. Where are my other chicken? Tass has one here. Oh, X86, I missed that. X86 says, "Have a great rest of your weekend, Rick. See you next Saturday." And right back at you, X86. Hope you have a great week. I appreciate you being here tonight, by the way. A couple more chicken jokes and we'll close it up. Okay, so Tass has one. Well, there's another one here. Oh, see, that's the automod. Tass, you got to tell, you got hit with the automod too, and that was totally safe. I got to let Photo Ray know that was nothing personal on that. Tass says, termite walks into a bar and asks, "Where is the bartender?" I got one for that, but I don't know where it is. Here. Tass says, "A dyslexic walks into a bra."
No.
Actually, that's pretty good. I like that. Dyslexic walks into a bra. Ed says, Ed has one here. A farmer called his rooster Robinson. Did I read that correctly? Yes. A farmer called his rooster Robinson because he crews so. Did I say that right? Yeah. Farmer called his rooster Robinson because he crews so. That's good. And Ed, actually, you get the one for tonight. You get the where is it? I can't even.
Oh, there you go. Oh, wow. That's a good one.
That is a good one. I got one more here for you. No, I don't. Where'd all my chicken jokes go? I know that I didn't get rid of my chicken jokes, did I? All right, where do my chicken jokes go? Ah, here they are. Here are all my chicken jokes. I think I did this one before. Why is your chicken's coop smelly? The foul odor, foul, F-O-W-L. That loses something. I can't even, yeah. No, that's it. I've read that one before, too. How do chickens leave the motorway? They take the exit. Exit. These are really bad. Oh, I like this one. Then this is really bad too. What happens when a hen eats gunpowder? She lays hand grenade eggs.
Oh, you lucky boy!
Yeah, that was pretty bad. That was naughty. Not pretty bad. Yeah, some of these chicken jokes are just so bad. They're not even worth. I made some jerk chicken today. He didn't even say thank you. Yeah, it's hard to find the good ones in here. How does raw chicken taste? Foul. No, that didn't deserve a rim shot. That was just too bad. That was too bad. Did you hear about the blonde woman who has 3 hours of footage of raw chicken on her iPhone? The cooking instructions said remove the sleeve and film. I think I've read that one before. Wow, did I read through all these before? Oh, we got to do something besides chicken jokes, don't we? Which U.S. state do chickens avoid? Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
I think that does it for the chicken jokes tonight. What do you think? I think that does it. Oh, wait, Ed has one here. He has a couple. Crew is an archaic past tense of crow. Crew is an archaic past tense of crow. Is that why it's called Motley Crew? That one was mine. It says a favorite. An actor walks into a bar. Says, somebody please put some glow tape on this thing.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's never pleasant walking into a bar like that. I think I did a similar one. Somebody, a tall guy walks into a bar. I think that's what it was. A really tall guy walks into a bar. No, I like that one, Ed. I like that one. That one gets a like from me. Tess says, a light bulb walks into a bar, and the bartender says, we don't serve light bulbs. And the light bulb says, what? What? As in what? 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 W-A-T-T. That's, yeah. I don't think I've got one for that. I don't have one for that. Here, I'll give you this one. All in good fun. All right, I think that does it for tonight. Unless Ed has one more, but it's okay. Let me check the other chats. I think we're good there. All right, we're running over time. So I want to thank everybody who joined me tonight for the show. I want to thank Yadagami-sama for being here on the show, my lovely wife Chi for being here, and also for making this this wonderful raspberry bush that she made. I want to thank my good friend Ed for being here and everybody who is watching me on Facebook but did not actually chime in. You know who you are. Because I don't. And all those who are watching on Twitch, thank you for being here. I really appreciate each and every one of you. I want to thank Photo Ray for being here, Taz Cools, X86, everybody who joined me here on Twitch tonight, and all those who are watching on Odyssey. Thank you for being here. I do appreciate each and every one of you. As always, I think that next week, well, as I was going to, I lost my train of thought. I was going to close the show out with Roadkill Bill. Sorry, Bill. But I just thought of something else one more time, just for the end. Don't forget the new Savoia TV channel starts at 5 p.m. on YouTube and Odyssey, and hopefully on Rumble if we can get it up there in time. And I'm still working on that aspect of it. It won't be on Twitch. We can't do it on Twitch because of the restrictions with their multi-streaming policy. We can't do it there. So, unfortunately, we won't be doing it on Twitch, but we will be in those other places. And did I miss anything else here? No, I think I got it. I think we got it all here. So, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. I do appreciate each and every one of you, and I mean that sincerely. I do have one more person I want to bring. Well, one more celebrity. Not a person. Celebrity I want to bring out. And it is none other than... Where'd he go? Oh, he's right here. Roadkill Bill. And Bill says... He has that message. You know what it is. He says, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, wherever it is. If you have to go somewhere, call an Uber, call Lyft, call a cab, call a friend, or just stay put. It's best to just stay put if you don't have anyone who can drive you home, who has not been drinking, by the way. It's best to do it. Safer for you, safer for all those around you. It's just the best way to go. Don't text and drive either. I saw someone this week texting and driving on the road. It was not pretty, and it could have ended in disaster. It could have. Please do not text and drive. It's just very unsafe. Even if you think you can multitask on the road, you can't. People, it's been scientifically proven we can't multitask when we're driving on the road. You need every bit of your attention to concentrate on driving. Okay, that's the bottom line. Right, Bill? Yeah, right. So please, because I care about each and every one of you, and I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So you can join me here again next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.